From the KUAR newsroom on the campus of the UA Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon. A weekend of events marking the 60th anniversary of the integration of Little Rock Central High School is underway. Earlier today, the surviving members of the Little Rock Nine spoke to reporters, and KUAR's Michael Hibland was there.
Today, they're in their 70s.
For us to get together 60 years is an amazing feat, and I think that deserves a round of applause in itself.
Ernest Green joined his former classmates in reflecting on what it was like being in the middle of a national fight between Governor Orval Faubus using the National Guard to keep black students out of Central High, with President Eisenhower then sending in the Army to enforce the integration.
When we got there and saw the soldiers and bayonets and all that, I think for me, a light went on inside my head that this was obviously something more important than my going to class. And that if this was that big a deal, I want to see it through.
It was a tumultuous time for the U.S., with Little Rock being one of the key flashpoints in the civil rights struggle. Black and white footage captured the images of jeering segregationist mobs and teenagers caught in the middle. Carlotta Walls Lanier said the strength for each came from their homes.
We had good foundations, all of us. The real heroes and sheroes, we are sitting up here, but the real heroes and sheroes are really the parents. And you have to really stop and think about that if you let your child continue to go to Little Rock Central High School under those circumstances that they did not know was going to happen that way. Mm-hmm.
But after decades of what they say seemed like progress in race relations and improving education, today the Little Rock School District is under state control. Critics say publicly funded charter schools are undermining public school districts. The theme of the official events is Reflections of Progress. But Terrence Roberts says that might not be appropriate.
I would suggest that we focus not so much on progress, because that suggests that something has really happened in a progressive way. I think all the indicators suggest that we have a very long way to go before we can even begin to use the word progress.
Counter events with the theme 60 years still fighting are planned at the state capitol. But Melba Beals says she and the other members of the Little Rock Nine believe the official events are appropriate.
I disagree with the people who find fault with the Little Rock system spending money to do this. I think that unless we stop and measure how far we've come today, we are not necessarily inspired to do the fight that it's going to take to take this battle where it needs to go. Oh yeah, I thought we would be much farther ahead today than we are.
Minnie Jean Brown Trickey says overall, she hopes their presence on this 60th anniversary will prompt authentic talks that will hopefully continue even after they're gone.
We come to cause you to have discussions after we're gone. Okay, we also come to see each other and see our children. But if we are successful in what we do, you will be talking about us or about the issues for a long time. That's our role, to catalyze discussion and thought and critical everything.
The series of events will culminate Monday with the surviving members of the Little Rock Nine joining former President Bill Clinton for a ceremony at Central High. Michael Heplin, KUAR News.